Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What's up, man? What's up? Sanctuary cities, sanctuary campuses, sanctuary places. See a lot of people out there. It's so funny watching all these kids come out and get angry, show their fear. I laugh because then this is one of those things where, look, I am immigration is a big deal. Illegal immigration is a big deal. And I was sitting there today thinking about this, looking at all these kids tackle this thing. I tried to put myself in their footsteps, in their shoes. And by the way, I probably would have been a person that would have been out there in some ways, mostly for curiosity, you know, and any chance you have a chance to bounce out of class and throw a fit and, you know, not have to do work. I mean, let's be real, even some of the most conservative people on earth, even at that young age, would have probably gone, I'm going, I'm out of here. But put yourself in their shoe steps, in their shoes for just a second, right? You go to school with lots of kids. Many of them are just like you, but there are some in there who live a different life. And we're not talking about gay or straight. We're not talking about, you know, anything different than the fact that they are maybe here illegally, right? Maybe here illegally. And you don't want to see your friend kicked out of school. You don't want to see your friend deported. Look, when I look at illegal immigration, I'm not one of these guys that is let's throw everybody out of here. First of all, I think it's completely, we're fooling ourselves if we think that we can round everybody up and throw everybody out here. And I've told you 100 times, if you want to fix illegal immigration, there's one solid way of doing it that has nothing to do with the wall, has nothing to do with rounding people up. It has all to do with enforcing it from the business owner standpoint. And you watch how fast that jobs dry up. And when there's no jobs here, people leave. Right? We're the land that's paved in gold. Don't blame anybody for coming here. I ask you to your face, if you had a family to feed, if you were desperate with no hope, if you felt like your government had failed you, and just across a small little, you know, body of water, the Rio Grande, or several other places along the border, you had a chance to cross over there where you knew you'd have an opportunity to make some money and to not only send it home, but to better your family back home and their life, but also get yourself in a position where, you know, who knows what would happen in the future. Who wouldn't do that? So I'm not without empathy, which is weird for me. But I'm also a very pragmatic individual. I understand things. I look at stuff from different points of view. And in this business, you know, and the world that I live in and the people that I work with, you know, my colleagues and whatnot, this is a situation where, you know what, quite frankly, you've got to understand that these people here that are against immigration think that we can round everybody up. And I've told you over and over again, right now it's been a net gain. Eventually the positive will go away and the negative will outweigh the positive. But when I watch these kids go out there, I understand. Look, as a young person, most people are a little bit more liberal when they're younger. Most people are a little bit more, you know, open-minded. They rebel against their family. They're, you know, they're taking new things in and they're going to college and whatnot. And they're talking to their teachers even in high school. And it's, you know, it's the man, right? You're against the man and the man's in charge. And the man that's in charge now or soon to be Donald Trump is the man who says you're going to throw everybody out here. We need to have a strong border. We need to enforce laws. There's ways that we can go about doing it that are much more, to me, not only, I don't want to say humane, but I just think from a fiscal standpoint, too, just better for us. Absolutely better for us. But when I watch these kids, by the way, many of them who think right now the best thing in the world to have is a is a federal government that is the end all to be all, that is their Yahweh, that is their God, that is their Messiah, that everything should go through the federal government, that the federal government shouldn't have less power, should have more power. When I look at this, I laugh because they're railing against a government that they want them to have more power. The fact is the feds have little power and do little to endorse it or enforce it at this point in time. If you want the feds to enforce the laws, you want the feds to be your end all to be all, then they'll have to enforce the laws rather than overlook them, which is what they've done over and over and over again. And it's funny watching them go out there and scream and yell and throw a fit and be upset and demand sanctuary this and demand sanctuary that and say that, you know, it's hilarious because you want the government to be the end all to be all for you. You want the government to be the number one thing you turn to, not inside of yourself, not for personal responsibility in anything in life. You want the government to have the say. And on the books for the federal government, it says this is illegal. That's what it says. Coming here, crossing the border, sneaking your way in via ship cargo or anything else, overstaying your visa, this is illegal. Oh, we want the feds to, well, you want the feds to ignore stuff. And the fact that, you know, all of these mayors are coming out and they're saying, look, we're not going to enforce anything and we're not going to do any of these things. You've got college campuses erupting right now and they're angry over this and they want them to be sanctuary campuses, Stanford and many other colleges. And you know what? Donald Trump's doing the one thing that says, you know, we got the federal money. If you don't want federal money, that's absolutely fine. If you want no federal money and you want to just, you know what, you want to go it on your own, absolutely fine. Good for you. Fine. If that's the way you want to live, knock yourself out, but we're going to keep back this. Because if you're not going to enforce the laws, then we'll just move over here. We'll keep the money here. You can knock yourself out. Oh, you don't want to do that. Power of the purse strings. I love watching these kids throw a fit. I love watching these kids get angry. I love the fact that they're passionate about some things, even though they have no idea really why they're angry. Some of them are out there, again, because it's funny. Some of them are out there because, you know what, they do have a friend that's here illegally, and they know that. And by the way, I think it's East L.A. College. There's about 30,000 students. It's a junior college. 5,000 of those students are undocumented or people that are here illegally. That's huge. So this isn't a one and two and, hey, we got five kids over here, 10 kids over here. No, this is a big problem in certain areas of the country. You can't ask for the federal government to be your king, your queen, your end all to be all, and at the same time also scream at them because they want to enforce the laws. This is not a world we don't get to pick and choose the things we want. Now, we can be smart about it. We can look for a different solution. And this is what negotiation in life is all about. This is what negotiation in life is all about. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do. I don't know how much he'll be able to get done. Everybody just assumes that Donald Trump is going to walk in there and build a wall. Everybody just assumes that he's going to do this, that, and the other. I assume nothing when it comes to government. Because the one thing I do know is the government has been very disappointing. That's why I always tell you, your life is yours. The government may help it a little bit or may impede it a lot of it, but by and large, where you end up in your life is your own personal responsibility. But the insanity that I see that's out there, you know, Muslims, oh, they're going to take them. There's going to be a registry for Muslims, and they're going to be this, and there's going to be that. It's like we talked about yesterday with the fake news, and I've got some hilarious fake news. It goes to show you it goes everywhere. But the freaking out of it all, and it's stoked by the media. The media stokes this fire. The media throws it out there. The media gins up people and gets them angry when they don't actually know the truth of what's going on, because the fact is nothing's been implemented because he doesn't even have but, what, 1.5 cabinet members? Slow your roll. Don't look for the government to solve your problems. And then when they don't do something you want, yeah, you want to get rid of that. Keith Olbermann, who, you know, was on MSNBC and he's done some other stuff, and definitely a very left-wing, super liberal, progressive kind of guy, is one of those people that will stoke the flames as hard as he can to get people ginned up. And this is what he had to say.
That man, elected by a minority of voters, says he will immediately incarcerate or deport 2 to 3 million undocumented Americans, which is roughly the same number of people who live in Houston, Texas, which is roughly the same number of people who are already in all of the federal prisons and all the state prisons and all the county jails and all the city jails and all the ICE detention facilities and all the Navy brigs and all the Army stockades and all the military disciplinary barracks, all of them combined, which leaves no inference possible except that he somehow means to take 2 to 3 million people off our streets and keep them somewhere until they can be jailed or deported, and that we again have to pretend that this somewhere for a population roughly the same size as all the prisoners in all the jails in this country right now, we have to pretend that this will not involve concentration camps. But don't worry, he's unifying the nation.
Again, it's going to be winners and losers and everything. People are going to be upset. We have to decide, are we a nation of laws? And if we are, then we need to enforce them. The fact is, there are a lot of people here that do bring a lot to our country. We need to weed the people out who are here because they're running from something, because they've done something bad. We need to weed the people out who are here only to use us as a booty call and don't care anything about America. And we need to keep the ones and figure out a way to do that in such a way that, yes, they go to the back of the line, but at the same time, they can still continue to add to our country and become eventually a part of the country in a much more strengthening way for all of us. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Don, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you in a lot of ways. But before we talk about sending anybody back, you know, we gotta close the border. I mean, I'm not an open border guy, but you know what? We left the door open, and they're here, and now we have to deal with them. And let's make them legal. Let's put them on the books. And you know what? If you get caught stealing a six pack at Circle K, guess what? You're leaving. No questions asked. But if they're here and they're doing their thing and they're part of our country, you know, yeah, we can't send back those people. I mean, I hate to agree with Keith Olbermann, but he's right. but we gotta close the border. We gotta draw a line somewhere, and we gotta get down on the employers. And at some point, we gotta say, okay, this is it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, I appreciate your call. And we do. And look, this isn't a race thing. The people turn it into a race thing. This is a thing where we, as a nation, need to respect ourselves. Right? You want your daughters and your son to respect yourself? Well, we as a nation need to respect ourselves and our laws. But we also have to understand that there are people here that do provide a service, that have become part of our country, that do add to us more than they take away from it. And it has been a win-win for us. And it's going to take a while to fix this thing. And it's going to be a process. But to say we're throwing everybody out and building a wall, it's insane. And if you think that that's going to happen, you're fooling yourself. You are. You're absolutely fooling yourself. And if we really want to get serious about it, like everything else, there's always ways to say if we're really serious about stuff, this is what we have to do. And then we do it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You heard, you can call in 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. And then you can text us. I love getting text messages, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
That's me. People texting in, Chad, how can you say that about immigration? We need a wall. We need this. We need that. Why would you want to go after employers? Come on. Look, immigration is a hot button thing. Roe v. Wade, gun control. I mean, it is there are certain things. And I sit here and everybody thinks, Chad, you want open borders. I don't want open borders. I want to enforce our laws. But I also want us to be wise enough to understand that, you know what, countries like Mexico and elsewhere are losing some of their best and brightest people because they have failed to really do anything to help their people. And because of that, we get some of the best and the brightest, not just from Mexico, but from a lot of places, who end up being fantastic for our country, who embrace our nation. And there's a lot of people out there that fold into the middle class and help us with that in several different ways. And there are people here that are here for the booty call, as I call it, which means they don't care about America. They're here to get a bunch of money, to repatriate back to their country. And as soon as they feel they can leave, they're going to leave in a heartbeat. They're not here because of freedom. They're not here because of opportunity, that they see some sort of American dream. They're here because they want to be where they're from, but they just can't because that country in and itself has fallen apart. You know, Central America, name a country. Certain South American nations, name a country. And, of course, Mexico. So there's nothing wrong with that. We can have empathy and realize that there are people that want the American dream, and there are people that are here for the booty call. And there are ways for us to do the right thing in doing this. And I wouldn't be surprised. I know a lot of people think that this is it. I wouldn't be surprised. Understand that you voted for Donald Trump. Like every politician, Donald Trump ran on certain things. Just because you run on something doesn't mean you can get it to happen. Don't be surprised if through negotiations and talks and understanding of how the government works, that in some way, shape, or form, we may build parts of a wall, we may do some other things, but that many of the people that are here illegally get to stay. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Fake news stories make me laugh. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We are cooler. Can I just say this for a second? I went to court today to provide my friend who was going through a custody issue with some much needed support. One of my besties in the world. And courts, you know, I mean, it can be, it's nerve-wracking, right? And the wheels of justice, as I was saying to her today, was sometimes the wheels of justice, if you will, are square. But I'm ashamed sometimes. And I don't know why I am, because I looked good. But people, do they just not care? Do they not care? I saw somebody show up at court today. This is no joke, by the way. You're going to stand in front of a judge and you show up in court with white socks, sandals, like flip-flops. Not like the, you know, but like these, like the athletic flip-flops, not the one with your, where you put your toes between, right? Like shower kind of sandals. Baggy basketball shorts, a flipped back hat, and a tank top with a vape. Have you seen it when you go and you go talk to people and you just think to yourself, are we dumbed down? Is this country just, are we getting dumber? I was like looking and thinking to myself, how stupid are you? It is amazing that we don't care. And then everybody wants to know, like, everybody wants to know about why we don't move forward in life, right? Like, why aren't we moving forward? Why aren't we doing better in life? Why are, I'm like, have you been outside? Have you talked to people? Have you spoken to people? See, people go in and apply for jobs. And yesterday we went getting something. We went to Shakey's, baby. Yeah. And we were there and somebody comes in and applies in a job in like a cutoff t-shirt and like shorts. And you're like, that's what you're applying for a job for? That? Like, that's the choice you made. Like, I got a great idea. Like, if you're a stripper, okay. Like, that's what you want to show up in? It's embarrassing. I felt embarrassed for just, you know, I don't know why. I'm like, oh, my God. And it wasn't just one. There were dozens and dozens of people who just literally just don't get it. And then they wonder why. And then they get pissed off at the world. And they wonder why the world's against. The world's not against them. You've chosen stupidity. You've made bad choices, and your choice in life was stupidity. When I was a kid and I was looking for my first couple part-time jobs, it was a suit and tie. First, I think in this, every man should own at least one suit. Every man should have one good suit, have a good pair of shoes. What do we teach our kids? Zero respect. I'm amazed, but I shouldn't be. That's the sad thing, is you shouldn't be amazed. You shouldn't be shocked. When we hear stories every day about this person died from this or this person did that, we shouldn't be amazed. That's par for the course. We have dumbed down our country. It is amazing. You know, one day we worry about the haves and the have-nots when it comes to money, right? That's a big thing. The haves and the have-nots. Let me tell you, there's a bigger chasm when it comes to the haves and the have-nots. There's brains and drive and stupidity. That's it. That's a bigger gap right there. I was amazed. I'm just like, I was sitting there thinking, if I'm a judge, you've shown no respect at all for what you're going through. So why should I show you any respect? We're in a courtroom and people were chewing gum and the bailiff brings his trash can around and says, spit out your gum. It is amazing. It is absolutely, I sit there and I scratch my head and in wonderment, I think to myself, when people ask me, how do you get ahead in life? My mother used to tell me this when I was a kid. She would say it all the time. Chad, you know what? 90% of getting ahead in life is just showing up. And I used to think that's silly. It's true. It's true. Just showing up, participating, doing it, working hard, and not being an idiot. And it wasn't just men. There were women there today, too. And I'm thinking to myself, really, that's what you wore to court. Wow. That's what you wore to court. That's what you came in. You looked at your closet and you say, oh, I'm going to wear this cut-off top, the tightest jeans I have, and these screw-me pumps. And then I'm going to go and talk about what a horrible individual this person is. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Yesterday we talked about stupid news stories and fake news stories and how we love to react. And this is the perfect example right here. First of all, there's two examples. And both sides are guilty of buying into stuff. Both sides are absolutely guilty of buying into what things here. And just as I was talking about the stupid people, you wonder who reads this stuff and who do they target? I found it today. The courtroom today was no more than a bus with somebody presiding over it. Chad, you're being mean to people who ride the bus. So you got Donald supporters who are going to boycott Pepsi because they believe the PepsiCo CEO Indira Nuri told Trump fans to take their business elsewhere. Truthfeed, Gateway Pundit, and several other fake quotes were posted everywhere, when in truth, that never happened. It never happened. Nori never told Trump supporters that Pepsi doesn't want their business, and she even congratulated President-elect on his victory, but did say that she didn't like the way that the campaigns were run and how ugly they got. But people bought into it. And then there was fake outrage and screaming and yelling and we're going to boycott. We're going to boycott. Fake news, but it's not fake news. It's propaganda. It's BS. On the other side of the aisle, don't be laughing too much over there on the left. Somewhere out there, people are starting to buy in that there's going to be a registry for Muslims and that they're all going to have to register themselves. And people are buying it hook, line, and sinker. It is amazing. I sit here and I scratch my head. And I think to myself, did we not have a conversation about this yesterday? Like, you feel like at times when you're talking to like your child that's done something 100 times and you told them not to do it again for the 101 time and they did it. And you're like, did we not have this conversation yesterday? Did we not yesterday have a conversation about this particular thing? Did we not? Did we? But I hear it all over. I was listening to somebody today, and they're like, did you hear that 5 million illegal aliens voted? I'm like, show me that. Show me that from a reputable site. Give me the AP story. Right? Show me that from a reputable site. Well, maybe it was 3 million. Could have been 10. I don't know. So that's why Hillary didn't win the popular vote, because it was 5 to 10 to 100 million people voted for her illegally, and people bite into it. Because they don't care. This is part of the laziness. They don't want to look. They want to take a bit of it because, oh, this reinforces how I feel. Phil, did you hear 375 million illegal aliens voted for Hillary Clinton?
I didn't know that. I only thought it was 17 million.
Yes, I know. Right. That was the funny thing. So there's supposed to be, what, 12 million people here illegally. Yet, well, first of all, if 5 million out of the 12 million actually voted, That's a pretty damn impressive number. That is a pretty impressive number. But it didn't happen. But you're going to read about it, and you're going to hear about it in stories left, right, and center on all of these kind of fake sites that are just a bunch of crap. It's propaganda. It's BS. Don't buy into it, please. You're smarter than that. To this day, I sit there and I laugh. As we looked, and we talked about this before the election, right? Did we not talk about this? About the fake stories, but also how, oh my God, you know, that 20 million people are here illegally and 10 million are going to vote and it's going to sway everything. And then we go back and we looked at the billions and billions of votes that have been cast, and they've done numerous studies and very few, very, very few irregularities of fraud. If you're going to come at me with stories, come at me with stories that are real from real reputable sites. Come at me from stuff that doesn't just reinforce your thought process, but actually is something you can look at and go, wow, I did not know that. And that's a real site. That's something I've heard of. Not some crazy left-wing or right-wing site where somebody told somebody and they put something out there and you bought it and you think it's the gospel and you're going to spread it everywhere. Goodness me. I'm telling you, man. Dumbing down of the world. Today, just seeing these people. And you know what's funny is when I talk to small business owners and I talk to people and I say, what's the hardest thing right now for your business? It isn't growing business, because I think, you know, if you've got a good business, people can come. It's finding people that are good candidates to actually work places. Finding people that, you know, that aren't going to show up in a tank top for a job interview. If you are looking for the best candidate, let me tell you something. ZipRecruiter.com can help you with that. You know, posting that job in one place isn't enough to find the best candidate. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to hit all of the top sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your jobs in 100 sites. Think about that. 100-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find any candidate in any city, nationwide, any industry. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Now, for the Chad Benson Show listeners, and that is you out there, and you're saying to yourself, I would love to post my job there. I would love to check this out. Well, you can go right now to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. This is what you're going to do. You can post your job for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It is going to happen. I'm predicting it now. And not only do I think it's going to happen, I think it's going to be the biggest event sports-wise, maybe in history. Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
I think it's going to happen. I think the money will be so big that Floyd Mayweather, whose nickname is Money, cannot turn it down. I do. I really, really believe this. Now, Floyd Money Mayweather, who is a boxer. By the way, Conor McGregor last year made $3 million. Maybe totally made about $35 million with all of his other stuff, but he made $3 million for his fight, his non-title fight against Nate Diaz, and that was bigger than what he just made. Got to fight a lot more. Money Mayweather, by the way, who fought Manny Pacquiao, made $300 million for the evening. Now, Mayweather says he's not going to fight. He says, I'm not going to fight. I don't need to fight anybody. I don't want to fight Pacquiao because I know they're tossing that out there again. I don't think anybody wants to see that. That was a crap show. But I think at some point in time, the money's going to be too big. The money is going to be too big to say no, even for Floyd. By the way, Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, Forbes estimated his lifetime. What do you think his lifetime earnings are, Phil?
I'll say $800 million.
Right around there. Right around $800 million. Now,
ooh, look at me.
Look at you. That's fantastic. He got $300 million for a night of fighting. That's huge. Now, let's see here. McGregor wants $100 million to fight. And he goes, now get ready this. He wants $100 million, and you know what he wants to do? He wants the boxing rules. He doesn't want any other stuff. He wants to fight under the boxing rules for $100 million, yeah. Because he thinks he can literally beat Mayweather. It can't happen. I'm here to tell you right now, it's not going to happen. The fight will happen because I think the money's too big. But it can't happen. I'm giving him in fact, let me just tell you what the odds are. They've already got odds on the fight. Get ready for this. So you ready for this? This is from oddsmaker Jeff Sherman of Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Mayweather would be, are you ready for Phil? Minus 2,500.
Wow.
You mean you have to bet $2,500 to earn a buck. McGregor, that's just in a boxing matchup. But just to show you how good he is and how good they think McGregor is, he just fought, Mayweather fought Andre Berto. Was it minus 3,000? I mean, but it's just, if you somebody gives you $100 million, you've got to do it, right? Like Mayweather doesn't. And by the way, if you've never seen anything about Mayweather, his nickname is Money Mayweather. He is all of that when it comes to it. He bets big. He does a lot of stuff. He's very showy. But one thing is, every, you know, like all of these boxers, they've got the Don Kings of the world, and the Teddy Atlases and the Bob Arums and all these people who are surrounding him. This guy surrounded himself with himself. And while he's got his group, his entourage, if you will, he's the moneymaker in this, in the sense that he has positioned himself and been the person that says, I'll fight for this. I'll be the moneymaker. And he's been extremely smart with his money. But you've got it, right? This has to happen. This is one of those things. And I don't watch boxing anymore because I think it's a joke. I watch UFC once in a great while, but very rarely ever. But I will tell you this. I will watch this. This is something I'll watch. This is This is the modern equivalent, as far as this goes, as far as that one night thing of Billie Jean King versus, what's his name? Bobby Riggs. This is a spectacle. Speaking of spectacles, Monday Night Football is in Mexico. Did you see what the Texans were sent in a letter of what not to do? Don't leave your hotel. Don't bring jewelry. Don't bring any cash. Don't eat any of the food. Don't have room service. Don't meet anybody. I thought to myself, we're sending over athletes to a country where they're not even allowed to leave the hotel for fear of something happening to them. What are we doing? I'm like, I don't think we should go. By the way, they're playing the Raiders. The Raiders did not get that because the Raiders are the most popular team besides the Cowboys in Mexico. Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show. Love when you do. Gotten some text messages rolling in about immigration and whatnot. 323-538-2423. By the way, I will fight Mayweather and McGregor for $1 million on the same night.
The Chad Benson Show.